talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday, June the 13th, 2025. Friday the 13th, 2025, 15 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Do want to remind everybody, we'll be on tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m., Friday Night Live show. It's going to be a lot of fun, as it always is. And then Matt tonight will have his show from 10:15 until 11 p.m. Matt, who is the guest tonight? Or what is the topic?
Probably won't be a guest. Caden last week said that I don't know if he's moving to Columbus, but at the very least he got a job in Columbus, so he doesn't know how much he'll have time to be here. But so there is that. But I'll probably talk about football. There is some stuff that has happened, and then I'll talk, you know, politics and, you know, perhaps some other things that I find rather interesting.
Well, that's interesting. So one of your longtime guests has bit the dust.
Well, possibly. You know, you'll have that.
It does happen from time to time. So here we are, June 10th, 2014. This station went on the air 11 years ago, over 6,000 hours. We don't really know how many hours it's been because we do 5 hours on Friday and then the Friday night show. So, but on average, it would have been about 6,000 hours. So it's over 6,000.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So I don't know what it's been, but it's been a lot.
I've been part of, I don't know, I'm not doing the math, probably close to 200.
So you got to get up in the thousands. Where you talk to everybody over and over and over and over. I don't know. It's been a long run.
Sounds like it. 6,000 hours of talking is a lot of talking.
Now, what do you make of the Broadcast Museum? I think this is great.
I think it's a good idea. You got to get some investments.
Well, I think there's going to be some events that go on down the road where that could be a possibility. I don't know. Do people have interest in a Broadcast Museum in Marion? I think it would be a great thing. We've had so many great broadcasters.
Do people have interest in museums in general?
Well, apparently we do. We have the Stingle True Museum, the Historical Society, President Harding's Museum, Mary Ellen's Museum.
Yeah, but
I don't think you can be open all the time. But
I don't know. Every time, it just seems like every time I've been to one, I'm the only one in there.
Yeah, but you've been there when they do big events.
Well, yeah, but those are events. That's different.
Well, yeah, but I think that's kind of how museums operate. I mean, you can go there in off times if you want, but they thrive off their events. And they're also good places for research. I mean, where are you going to research the broadcast history of Marion right now all in one place?
The library.
What are you going to get? What are you going to get at the library?
What do you mean? Don't they have archives up there?
No.
They don't have archives at the library?
Of broadcasting? No. What
Just
do they have?
Things.
No, I'm saying if you wanted to research the broadcast history of Marion, where are you going to go?
The library.
So what are you going to pull? You go in there, you want to research the history, where are you going?
I'm sure they have like Marion Star articles or something
okay.
like that.
Marion Star articles.
Columbus, I don't know, Columbus Dispatch maybe, I don't know. Something
so you got
like
newspaper
that.
Articles.
Well, that's what you're getting at a library.
Right.
You might be lucky to get some documents. I don't know what all they keep at the library.
No, I doubt they have any documents. So, now what you got? Now you know what somebody else thought about certain events.
Well, I'm sure there's quotes in there.
Okay, so what's that teach you?
You got quotes.
No, I'm talking about people's artifacts, pictures, audio, that sort of thing. Scripts.
Well, yeah, but you're not keeping those at a museum or at a library.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Where are you going to go to research this stuff?
What am I going to go look at scripts? What am I researching looking at scripts?
See what somebody did.
I could pull up the internet, see what somebody did.
Our scripts, Marion, Ohio scripts are not on the internet. You know, I'll tell you something interesting, by the way. When I was going in the archive and kind of looking at things to pull, one thing I found, which is fascinating to me, I wasn't sure if we had it or not, but you know those things at the top of the hour that we do? I did with Charlie and Ted.
Like the skits?
The scripts. Scripts. Speaking of script, because those are all scripted. Now, people didn't realize, I swear people don't realize those are scripted. A lot of people don't. They come up to me and say, that's funny, or, you know, as if we're really having those conversations. But those things were scripted down to the word. Absolutely down to the word. They were scripted. And that people, that it's such a natural delivery. You know, it's hard to write dialogue for people that sounds natural.
I don't know.
It's hard.
People do it all the time.
No, not really. They're right for somebody else, because we're essentially playing ourselves.
Like, how's it going? Good. How are you doing? Fine.
That's not a natural conversation.
What do you mean?
No. The way those things run, you have to write in the voice of that other person, or it's not going to sound like them.
Oh, I think that sounds... You don't think that's natural? How's it going? Good.
No.
How about yourself?
No. I don't think I would ever hear somebody like George Cosoto say, how's it going?
Well, that's why you don't get...
So if you were going to write something in his voice for him, scripted, to have it sound like him, what would you write?
You gotta start it with Scott.
See, there are little picadillos that people have. Well, Ted. Like, Ted is,
you know, Scott. You know, that kind of thing.
Those are Ted. Okay.
What about?
Well, Ted. We did many with Ted, and Ted liked doing them. By the way, Ted loves those scripts. I did them with Ted once, and we did them. And then one time, he's driving to Marion from Columbus, and he says, hey, you got any more of those little scripts, those little liners? So I just sat down and wrote like 10 more of them, and we recorded them, and they came out okay.
Why don't you do that again?
They're hard to write. There's a formula to them, but as I say, it's much more difficult. First of all, it's got to be...
It can't be that difficult if you sat down and wrote 10 of them.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle that it happened. Because it's... First of all, whether you find them funny or not, there's got to be a punchline, and people realize it's a punchline. But it's got to be in their voice. It's got to be something, you know, that they would say. And it's hard to do that. But anyway, the reason I'm telling this story is we do have those scripts here somewhere, and I believe Charlie signed his copy and I signed it, and Ted signed his copy and I signed it. But when I was going through the audio archives, and I don't know why I taped this, but I believe we still have the taping where we sat down cold, because we didn't rehearse that. I just gave the script to Charlie, and I took the script, and we sat across from each other and turned on the recorder and just started to record them, whip them out. And I found that recording. We had some bloopers in that recording session, and I don't think anybody's ever heard that ever over the air.
Why don't you make a blooper reel?
Well, it's about 11 minutes. I essentially think that's what that is. Some of them we ripped out right away, but some of them, I don't know. We did not get on the first take. Because we were both looking at the scripts kind of raw.
You wrote it. What do you mean?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I never rehearsed it. Writing it, sometimes when you do it, it doesn't sound right.
Well, so we say it out loud.
Well, that's what we were doing. But I don't think we changed any words.
If you really want to get specific about it, you could record it and then listen back to it and be like, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, we recorded those on July 20th, 2018. I labeled it as bloopers, so it could be.
I was a freshman in 2018.
Maybe we'll play a little bit. I think it's like 11 minutes. You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, this is the recording of the top of the hour things you hear all the time. Yeah, I think these are the bloopers. Here. I think these are this is the actual recording session where we sat down and just tried to record these things.
You recorded them all at once?
Yep.
No, I mean like on the same audio?
Yeah, it took 11 minutes. We just sat down and recorded it.
And then you split it up?
What do you mean?
Like, how many... This whole 11-minute thing is scripted?
This is us reading the scripts for the first time.
So is it multiple bloopers?
I don't know. I haven't listened to it.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I guess we're about to find out then.
But here are the top of the hour things you hear all the time. This was us taping them. It took 11 minutes to tape however many of them there were. Charlie and I sitting down. And I think this is a never before.
But why'd you tape them all together? I guess that's the question.
What do you mean tape them all together?
Well, if it took you 11 minutes, it means you recorded them all together.
Yeah.
And then you got to split them up.
Like, what you want to do? Start the recording and stop it after each one?
Yeah.
But they were, you did, if you had a blooper, what were you going to do? Just delete it out? Cut that thing out and start again?
I guess. What do you mean?
Oh, that'd take you forever. Stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start.
Not really.
Yeah, if you just record them all, then you can go back and take what out you want. You got it all together.
Add it into a folder. That's what I would have done. Then they're already split up and all together.
When you're reading the things, you're just going to do it straight through because it's all on one sheet of paper. And then you don't even know if you got it right or not. Sometimes you go back and you listen and you go, I didn't like that one. I like this one better.
So you just left the recorder going.
Yep.
And then just kept going to
we
the
We sat down
things.
And record. Yeah, we just went down the list.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's how bloopers happen. When you roll tape on something, you sit down to record it.
Like, I have bloopers on my phone from, like, videos we've done, but it's not all one big video.
Oh, a video's different. Because a video, you're trying to get something. If we were if we were filming a movie, you wouldn't do it like that. If we were doing more than one, you wouldn't do it like that.
I could always chop out the bloopers.
Right, but then you lose the blooper, is the point. If we were only doing one, you would do it that way. But if you're doing more than one, if you're filming a movie, you don't stop the tape every time.
You wanted the bloopers?
I think you've lost the concept. It's like you can't quite master the telephone. So I think it's one of those things you're having.
Well, look, landlines are a little out of date at this point.
You can never create things that are lost, but you can get rid of things you don't want. If you stop the tape every time and then later on think, you know, during that break, that one that I got rid of was actually the one that was the best. I actually like that.
Well, then don't delete it. Save it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why wouldn't you just put them all together?
Because then you have to...
Why do I want 18 different files? I don't want to open up 18 different files.
Why do you want to split it up 18 different times?
Because I can take one file and open it up in one editing program and just pick out what I want. If I open one file, okay, well, that's that one, then okay, got that.
But you don't have to open up an editing program if you just recorded them separately and then put them in a file, because then they're already broken up and they're already in a file. All the bloopers will be there because you just didn't delete any of them and you put them in a file.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? I feel like this is a pretty simple concept.
Okay, so you taped the first one.
Uh-huh.
And it blooped.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you do?
You stop the recording.
And so now you got that.
And then if you want it, then you put it in a file.
Oh, but why would you want it? It's a screw-up. You're not going to use it?
Okay, then delete it. I don't see the issue
here. I don't think
here.
You quite get the idea of how bloopers work. You can't create a blooper. Blooper's something you look back years after and you go, oh, you know, okay. Like I said, I've never played this. This isn't something I ever intended to play. Maybe I won't play it.
I mean, you do you, I guess. I don't know.
No, I mean,
it'd be easier to separate it up. Then you don't have to edit the video or the
okay,
audio.
Oh, Lord. I don't think you're not creating bloopers.
I'm aware.
Okay. So if you taped one and it didn't come out the way you wanted it, chances are if you're stopping the tape every time, that's just going to be gone. You're getting rid of it.
So this is one script that took you 11 minutes to read?
No, it's all, you saw how they were written. They were written on like 5 sheets of paper. There's like 10 different setups and deliveries.
Yeah.
And we just sat down and went through. And if we would mess up once, okay, let's try that again. And sometimes you didn't redo the whole, that's another problem with it. You didn't redo the whole thing. You didn't go back and you just re-said the line you messed up.
Why?
Because it takes less time to do that.
But now there's just a blooper in the middle of your thing.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
If you messed up your line and then you didn't restart and you just picked up the line,
go back to edit it. You cut the blooper line out, and then it just flows naturally. I don't think you get the concept.
But then you have to cut it out of the middle. It's just, I don't know. I still think it's just easier to record them separately. Okay.
So you wouldn't have this tape.
I'd have a lot of separate tapes.
Plus, you're not having the conversations in between. Like, okay, this is what that needs to be.
I'd have all the audio that you have, but it'd be a whole bunch of different tapes.
You wouldn't have the conversations in between because you would have stopped the tape. It's not like we sat there, not speaking to each other in between.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I just figured.
Like this, you would hear, oh, you need to read it that way. Say it that way. Now, see, that would never appear because you've already shut the tape off when the blooper happened. Or the laughter. You wouldn't have the laughter on yours because you would have stopped it as soon as the blooper happened.
Oh, the laughter would probably be on there.
Why would you do that?
Because I'd be laughing.
Right, but again,
if I'm laughing, I'm not stopping.
We're not playing this tape is what I've decided. I've just made a decision. We're not playing. Because I don't think Matt quite understands what the idea is here.
I just don't understand why it's 12 minute long of multiple different things. I just figured it'd be easier to split them into singular.
Because the script is like 5 pages. We weren't going to stop after every one and say, yeah, that was good.
But it's the same. So it's multiple different scripts for different.
No, it was all one sheet of paper.
Yeah, but it's multiple different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why you put it all in one? They're different things. They don't flow. It's not the same conversation.
No.
All right.
But they're not separate little movies. When I went back.
They're skits.
Once he goes home and I go home, I can't get him back that night when I'm editing to fix something. But if it's all there, I can fix it.
Just do it right the first time, I guess. I don't know.
You do perfect takes every time you do something?
I just do it again.
Well, that's what this is.
Yeah, but I would have just stopped the recording and then started it again. We would have had, once again, we would have had the same audio. All the things would have been there. It just would have been separate. They would have been separated already. I wouldn't have to edit it.
I don't think.
How long are they?
I don't know.
Because like the ones I saw were like something about breakfast, and then Ted Williams is talking about golden apple juice and
yeah that type of thing.
Yeah, it can't be that. Like that's like a 15-second thing. You're telling me you can't restart and do a whole other 15 seconds?
Right, but you lose what this whole thing's about. Because if you're sitting at the recorder recording it, as soon as you screw it up, you're going to stop it. And then you're going to say, no, what that needs to be, you're reading the word wrong. Fix that word because that's not right. Is it typed wrong on there? Okay, that's why you did it wrong. Okay, let's run through this again. You lost all that. Or maybe they don't even realize they said the word wrong. You know it because you're sitting there with them and they go, this will say Golden Apple Jacks, and they say Golden Apple Jerks, but they thought they said Apple Jacks. So you stop the tape because you know it was wrong, and you say, no, it's Apple Jacks. And then isn't that funny? No, that doesn't make any sense. I didn't even know I said that. Okay, let's try it again. You've lost that whole thing. That's the blooper.
Okay, but like, I would have had the laughter. Because,
yeah, but that's no bloop. We can tape people laughing.
No, laughter's contagious.
That's not a blooper. You don't even know why they're laughing. When you tape the whole thing, you know exactly the conversation that's going on.
Well, you have the start, and then you have up until the mess up, and then you have the laughter, and that's the end of the video. You have everything.
Yeah, but you don't have
I have the full blooper.
No, but you don't have the laughter. Because the laughter doesn't happen until you realize you tell them that they've said jerk instead of jack, and they don't even realize they've said that. That's where the laughter comes from. What are they laughing at? They don't realize they did anything wrong.
Well, I'm laughing.
So you're just going to tape yourself laughing?
At them, I guess.
But,
I don't know.
But the tape wouldn't show that you know why they're laughing.
I mean, if I'm doing a skit that people are going to hear, I'd assume they know it's a messed up skit.
All right, 740-383-9944. Does anybody understand what I'm saying?
I just think it'd be easier.
I don't know why it even matters.
I mean, it does.
Well, we ran out of time now. We don't have time to do it now.
I mean, it does.
So all the people who wanted to hear the 11-year blooper, sorry.
there's more time at the, you know, tomorrow, or not tomorrow, when we come back tonight.
You know, I think it's, I'm not sure, you do it your way, you lose whatever you lose. I don't think you've ever tried to do anything scripted. I don't think you understand how that exactly works.
What do you mean?
Scripted is not spontaneous. Spontaneous blooper is, you got it on tape because it was spontaneous.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. I understand that you can't make a blooper happen. That's not how bloopers work.
Right.
But if a blooper happens and I'm recording something, odds are I have the blooper on recording.
You have what
they... Because I was already recording it when the blooper happened.
You have what they said, but you don't have... They don't get why they did that. And you stop and you cut, okay, this is why that's wrong. And sometimes you don't want to redo the whole thing. Because you've done it four times.
But then you have to cut the audio out of the middle where the blooper is. And then, like, reattach the audio.
No.
Okay, so if it's fine for a minute, and then there's a blooper, and then they finish it, and you cut out the middle portion there to make it run together.
Yeah.
What if you
end up wanting the middle portion? You know, the blooper was better than what was actually scripted. And actually, when they went back and did it right, it's not as good. So I want the blooper. In your case, can't get that back. Go on.
I have the blooper.
It
happened because we recorded
it. I don't even know why we're having this conversation. This is the most boring conversation I've ever had in my life. Why would it matter?
I mean, like,
one person does it one way, one person does it another.
I just asked a question, and it became a whole, like, 15-minute conversation.
Because, you know what? Okay, because it's this way. Okay, if I record a phone conversation between you and I, and I'm stopping the recording every 10 seconds, there are things not getting picked up there. And if I replay that to somebody, if I replay that to somebody 7 years later and say, this is the conversation we had.
That's not, but it's not a script. If we're on a phone call... Yeah, because you're going to miss portions of the conversation.
Right.
So you start the thing. You go on until a blooper happens. And then the thing gets finished.
Okay. I'm saying... But you don't know there's going to be a blooper when you sit down.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'll have all the bloopers you have, because I recorded.
No, you won't, because you're not going to have that conversation in the middle where you said, hey, you said jerk. You didn't say Jack, and they go, oh, my God, and start laughing hilarious. You don't get that because you've shut it off already.
Okay.
That's true. And you also don't get, you know, that line didn't work. That I didn't like the way that. And they go, well, what if I say this? Okay, let's try that. You don't have that. So that doesn't mean anything.
What's the humor? What do I care about that for?
That is humor, because some people might hear that 11 minutes and not laugh at all. But the point is, you're hearing what real. It's a recording session. You're hearing what's happening.
Bloopers are supposed to be funny.
No, they're not always, though.
Well, no, but you don't post the not funny ones. You post the funny ones.
That's contrived. You're trying to get people to laugh. Now, they might not. You thought it was funny. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't.
That's how it, you think I'm the one that came up with this idea?
I don't think all bloopers are funny. I think some bloopers are very...
Well, yes, not all bloopers are funny, but I guarantee you...
All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Well, boy, I'd like to add to this here blooper thing. Would that be the same as cutting out a fart? If you had it there, you wouldn't have the laughter in it.
Yeah, Matt would cut that out because he would have stopped the tape.
But you haven't got nothing for the aroma part, have you?
That's right. So you understand.
No, but I would have... Okay.
I get it. And some people would want to cut something out and other people wouldn't. So the part would be the funniest.
Right. So basically what I'm saying is this 11 minutes is beginning to end. There's nothing missing.
Yeah.
Now, match would be just, they would be the mess up and the right one. The mess up and the right one. Any conversation on.
They're not. It wouldn't be the mess up and the right one.
The messed up one would be when they let the fart and it went into the van and then it stunk and then you'd have to complain. You'd say, oh my God, what is that smell? But there isn't any skunks in the studio, is there, Scott?
That's right. You got it.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. See, everybody else understands.
But, okay, I would have the fart because I was already recording it.
No, stop.
What happened?
It happened during the break. So that is the difference. That's the only difference. All right, as we continue along here during the anniversary week, we have certainly had a lot of fun. This station went on the air June the 10th, 2014. This particular show, 11 years over 6,000 hours of broadcasting. My goodness gracious, how are we still around? And something that happened 1 year into this station, June 23rd, 2015, was the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, announcing he was running for president, which made national attention. It was a big moment for us, and we certainly appreciated it. And this week, we've had a lot of great people on celebrating our anniversary. The legendary Cousin Brucey, Sam Donaldson, Cabot Ray, This Morning Colleen Marshall, Ashley Williams, a whole host of people. It wouldn't be right if we didn't have this man on. One of the reasons that we've been so good, he does my intro every morning. You hear his voice every morning when I come on the air. He is the broadcaster's broadcaster. He makes you laugh. He makes you smile. He can talk serious. He can talk about current events. He has all the utilities that make up what we call an entertaining person. And when he sits behind a microphone, it is like Picasso. It's magic. And he has done that for us over and over and over again. Gubernatorial runs, presidential runs. What a pleasure it is to welcome to the microphones the man who's known as the Golden Voice, but I call him the Golden Personality, Ted Williams. Ted, how are you? Happy anniversary.
And happy anniversary to you, fine family at WWE. Number one when it comes to great entertainment information and just great personalities. How you doing, Scotty?
Doing good. I'll tell you, Ted, I was thinking about the last 10 years. We've been up and down the road, haven't we?
Oh, we certainly have. We've seen a lot of people come and go over the years, but we've also had a great time celebrating various, you know, venues as we have. I'm a little under the weather right now, so I apologize if you might hear me clear my throat.
Oh, no problem. Well, Ted, people always ask me, when I run into people, they say, how's Ted doing? How you doing?
Well, overall, I'm doing well. I'm living on the west side of Columbus. I have a, on the hilltop area. But I have my own apartment. First time I probably had my own place. I always had my wife at my side, my children, my family, and all that. But this is now a lone venue here. It's exciting in a way, but it's somewhat crazy as hell, to be, if I must be frank.
Well, Ted, what's going on career-wise? Anything new?
Well, I'm still with Dave Chappelle. I still have an ongoing relationship with Dave. You know, I've been doing, he has a podcast called Midnight Miracles. So I've been doing some intros, outros with him. And, you know, I'm going through management changes. And other than that, I'm having a great time living the single life, you know. Not that I plan to, you know, endure being single for the rest of my life, but... you know, it's fun. I'm connected with my children, and no gubernatorial nor presidential runs in the fourth set. Although Mr. Trump, and I'm not knocking Donald Trump, our commander in chief, I do must say he's kind of bit off more than he could chew with a lot of things.
Now, Ted, I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you said you had voted for Donald Trump last time around. Is that right?
Absolutely, I did, and that was, when he was running against Kamala Harris, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, I did have to go for that one.
So you voted for Trump, and we're 6 months into the Trump administration. What do you make of it?
Well, let me just say this. I want to say thank you, hats off to Donald Trump for one thing. You know, when this all first happened back in 2011, I was on the Dave and Jimmy show on WNCI here locally, and Donald Trump called in to offer me a one-year lease at Trump Towers, absolutely pro bono. And I just thought that was amazing. Me and my girlfriend were going to live in Donald Trump property. So I do want to say he did offer his extended his hand of, I don't know whether it was sympathy or what, but he did extend himself to give me a apartment at Trump Towers, me and my girlfriend, who since then has passed away.
Yeah, a great, great lady, Kathy, who was on the station with you several times.
That's right, Kathleen Chambers. I miss her immensely. I love her, and that was during the period we had the COVID-19 scare.
Now, Ted, what do you make of, you voted for Trump, and he offered you the apartment back in 2011. What do you make of the thing?
Sure, like I just recently voted for the man.
No. Well, last election, right?
Yeah, listen, Trump is doing the best he can. When I said he bit off more than he could chew, I'm looking at him deploying so many military personnel in Los Angeles and all of this. For what? You know, if I'm not mistaken, it's not totally unrest in L.A., you know, and this happens to be the way when you put a bunch of military, my girlfriend currently told me that when you put a bunch of firefighters in the fire, you know, the fire's likely to get out of control. So, yeah, you're putting all these military personnel in to intimidate these regular protesters, you know, and then it might ignite into something that could be terrible. And then we're facing the Middle Eastern wars with, you know, Iran and Jerusalem, Israel, should I say.
Well, I guess my question is this what you expected out of a Donald Trump second term?
Yes, yes, I did. It's what I expected, yes. High gas prices and him name-blaming, you know, Biden this, Biden that, Biden did this, Biden did that. You know, Barack Obama, still we're still dealing with, you know, Obama health care and all of that crap, you know. He's a good name-blamer.
Well, tomorrow is actually his birthday. There's going to be a military parade in Washington, D.C. What do you make of that?
Hats off to the Commander-in-Chief. Full salute and, you know, right on Donald Trump. You know, what is he going with, a 16-year-old now? No, I'm just teasing. I'm just having it. No, don't prove me on that. You know, Donald Trump is a great guy and more power to him. How old is Donald now? 78?
79 tomorrow, I think.
Okay. Well, you know, hats off. Listen. You guys have celebrated 11 years yourself, right? WWGH is 11 years old.
11 years old, yeah. And I was thinking about all the times we've had, not just the presidential and the gubernatorial run, but, I mean, we went to Indian Lake together for the 4th of July. We did the bun signing up at Tony Paco's. I've had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Marion has been very open to Ted Williams. You know, I'm associated with a tire company that is in your area in Marion. It's called Katz Tire, K-A-T-Z. And I call him my surrogate son, but he's running three stores in Marion, Columbus, and Springfield. And I believe he has one in Lima. But Katz Tires is number one when it comes to quality, new and used tires.
Wonderful, wonderful. So things are going well there. That's great, involved in helping people. And what's in the future for Ted Williams?
Well, in the future for Ted Williams, I've had a very unfortunate situation falling. I had a mental situation going on when this all first happened. And I was pro bono, a beautiful smile by Dr. Brian Cavicco here in the Clintonville area. But hell, there must have been a 5-year guarantee on him because after the, I mean, I'm sorry, a 10-year guarantee because shit, my teeth are falling out now. Please excuse the profanity.
Oh, your teeth are falling out?
Hell yeah. I've got actually two front teeth.
Oh, that is a shame. Now, do they let you come back and get those fixed?
Well, you know, the voice didn't fail me. It's just that my smile, I look like a jack-o'-lantern on Halloween, you know, a damn pumpkin with missing teeth. It's just my front two teeth are gone, and a few in the back.
Well, Well, I'm sorry that that's happened, Ted. One thing I want to do while I have you on the line here real quick.
I love you, Scott. Go ahead.
No, I wanted to go back because we tape everything that's ever been on this station. And I always say that 10 years ago, June 23rd, 2015, you announced you were going to run for president. It got national attention. We'd only been
on
the
air.
Yeah, you did. And you'd only been on the air. We'd only been on the air a year. And I went back in our archive and I pulled that clip. So I want you to hear this 10 years later.
Oh, a clip of me running for president?
Yeah, the day you announced. Here's how it happened on WGH. Okay. Ted, stay with us. Here's the clip. This happened June 23rd, 2015. Ted Williams announced his run. Here it is, and then we're going to come back and get Ted's thoughts on this. This is what happened.
Okay. Down to 1 minute now. The big announcement coming here from the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. He came to Marion, Ohio to make.
I've got 3 minutes left of the air time, so let's do it.
Okay, it's coming up here in 30 seconds,
30
Ted.
30 seconds, okay.
Now, the announcement has to do with something big, and that's what it is. Terry, do you have any guesses as to what this is going to be?
I honestly have no idea. I can't wait to hear it, though.
This is too much of
okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.
Well, I want to announce this. I want to announce that I'm thinking very seriously as an independent runner of running for president. I'm thinking very serious about this situation. I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States.
What inspired this?
A lot of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a change. Everything must change. If there were no butterflies, if there were no caterpillars, there'd be no butterflies. Change, change, change. That's what it's time for, Scott. You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time for a change. Not just in the housing market. I'm talking about globally. Our United States government is spending more money on building prisons and earning money per capita of inmates, and then won't give a darn about cutting school spending. Our teachers and our educators are underpaid, if you ask me, underpaid. Our kids need to compete with other nations like China. The list goes on. I'm just sick and tired of walking up to little children and them being clueless without a PC. We are living in an age where kids are becoming more Google literate than they are about how to write their ABCs. I had a kid the other day who could not spell little in an age group that he should have been able to, but he could tell me what the latest games are on an iPhone. It's ridiculous. These kids in these other countries, man, they're outspelling us, outmathing us, you know, out designing us. They come out software designers, you know, out of high school. What do our kids come out to do?
Now, when this is happening, why do you think this is happening? Why do you think we've been on a downward slope? Because this has been going on for some time now.
Well, yeah, and I probably can't change it all by myself, but with the help of my friends that go out there and either think about, like, what if Ted? I mean, I figure if Donald Trump can run, so can I. Now, I'm going to keep it real.
Ted Williams announcing his run for president June 23rd, 2015. Ted, when you hear that 10 years later, what do you think about?
I have to say I was a little bit politically concerned about the education of our children, as well as, you know, education is very important. You know, I have to admit I'm educated somewhat. You know, I have a college degree, but I don't assume, you know, that our kids are all fit for college, but I will say we need to get these kids educated. That's a very important factor of my run. Even if I was to run for mayor these days, I'd make sure Columbus Public Schools were a little more adequately equipped with current books and not books that are still in their desk from years gone by. I think I was really trying to really make a point more than actually running for the office of, you know, President of the United States.
You know,
that probably was a joke to some people, but it wasn't for me. I really wanted to make a difference.
Well, and that's what I've always felt about you, Ted. And now, 10 years later, somebody asked not too long ago, because celebrating the anniversary, we talk about this a lot, what did happen with that campaign? I remember Jerry Revish interviewed you on Channel 10. It went around the world. The Associated Press called after you made that announcement. What happened to that campaign? Why didn't it ever get the momentum?
I was going through management changes at that time, as well as a relationship. My girlfriend was sick at the time, and you know, I was just going through a lot of emotional situations then, as I'm going through now. But Scott, let me say this: I hope that this Commander in Chief does serve our nation as he was elected to do. I'm not politically. I just went through some bad times back then. You know, my girlfriend was sick. Wasn't that around the COVID-19 years?
About 5 years before, 2015.
Oh, okay, 2000. Okay, I got you. Yeah, I was going through management changes, as currently I'm doing now. My son, you know, I call him my surrogate son, Sam Katz. He is going to help me with some situations that I have. He's been very much of an aid on my team, so to speak, to help me, or at least encourage me to do some major things with our communities here in Columbus, Ohio, as well as outside communities like Marion and Springfield and Lima. Although I don't know very much about Lima outside, didn't they have a terrible hurricane or something? In line with,
and they've had some issues over there for sure.
Yeah, so I'm trying to really get myself back on the charts.
Well, Ted, you know, I look back.
Get my mouth fixed, I'll be all right.
Well, yeah, well, you know, Ted, we've got about 5 minutes left here.
Okay, Lord.
I know.
You know me.
I know. No, Ted. It's. I just have been thinking back this week because, you know, 6,000 hours on this show, over 6,000 hours, 11 years we've been on the air. You've certainly been one of the regulars, call-ins, appearances in the studio, running for president. You came to the fair with us.
What about the treasurer? How's she doing?
Oh, she was here last night for the big party.
Oh, you didn't invite me to the party. You invited me on an online...
No.
I didn't get an invite to the party.
I invited you to the... Do you still have the same email? I sent them out in emails.
Okay, well, whatever celebration situations are you having coming up? Because I want to come and eat some barbecue with WWTA.
Well, and we also have some good cake. We still have some cake left for you.
Cake left?
Yeah, we have cake left for you. Anniversary cake from last night.
Okay, we'll have a gallon of milk ready, and I'm on my way.
Well, there you go. And we'll make this happen, because we love seeing Ted. But no, honestly, Ted, we have had a lot of fun over the years, but the truth is, every time the microphones have ever been on, anytime you've ever been in the studio, I have always had a good time and good laughter. And honestly, the gubernatorial runs, the presidential runs, those were all fun. They were big announcements. You did those with me. And even recently, before you got this apartment, which we're also happy about, when you ended up being in the homeless shelter again, you gave that exclusive to me, and you've always been that nice to me, and it really is a friendship.
I love the WWTH family, man. Marion has become somewhat of a second home for me, and you know what? I'm going to make it my business, because my son's going to probably go up to the Marion store tomorrow, and I'm going to make it my business. Are you guys working tomorrow? Can I come in and do a little shout-out in Marion Radio me over?
Absolutely. Let us know what time you're going to be in town, and I'll make it happen. Hey, you know, the Trump rally is going on tomorrow. We'll be down there covering that.
Okay, I'll come down to the Trump rally in Marion tomorrow.
Yeah, and then the studio's just right up the road. We'll come down here, and we can do some programming.
Okay, let's do it, Scotty. I like you said, and I'm not patting myself on the back, you have truly been a very kind and open media to me, and I just want everybody to know that WWGH is your station for great information, great personalities, and programming that is geared toward letting the Marion community know, or be in the know.
Well, and Ted, what I have to say in the last minute we have left is you truly are a genuine person, and nothing has ever been scripted that we have done during an interview, and I appreciate it, and the fun we have had has been amazing over the years, and you truly are everything I say about you. You are one of the most gifted broadcasters that I know, bar none, period.
I love you, and I thank you so much for that beautiful introduction to me as a person. I love you. And I want you to continue for the next 11 to 50 more years. Oh. I will be a supporting person with your station and programming, and you personally, Scott Spears. I love you.
Well, I love you too, and only if you come up the road with me, we'll do it together.
That's right, always. Hey, tell Matt I appreciate him updating me on the time change.
Hey, there you go, Matt. He's saying thank you to you.
Yeah, no problem.
Matt, I love you, and you and the guys keep on doing what you're doing, man. WWGH.
Well, I appreciate
107.1. Watch me mess up the frequency. Is that
no,
what you
you're,
guys
you're good, Ted.
107.1 FM.
All right,
Marion, Ted. Number one station.
And, Ted, tomorrow at the Trump rally, I'll bring the anniversary cake.
You better.
Hey, it'll be there. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. You hear his voice every morning, my announcer.
What more could you ask for?
Well, you got to have him during the anniversary time. You can't do it without Ted. And the man who announced he was running for president on this station. And it was a big story. What can you say? 10 years ago.
I always like talking to Ted because it's always like a full circle moment.
Every time Ted leaves, you just kind of go, whoa. And it's because, you know, I thought I invited him to the party. As I said this year, this was one of the first years I ever actually sent some invitation. I let people know the time and the place.
Well, hopefully.
Oh, Lord.
Hopefully he has an invitation and he just missed it.
Lord almighty. Well, it'd be interesting to have him down at the anti-Trump rally. I don't know.
Oh, that'll be neat.
Well, there you go. That's tomorrow, but we'll be back tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Don't miss that for Love Nor Money. Special guest tonight in the studio. You know what? We might play the bloopers for you tonight. Who knows? And then, Matt, we don't know what's coming up on that tonight, right? 10 to 11?
Mixture of a lot of things. Politics, sports, you know, you name it.
Mixture of a lot of things. Stay tuned to WGH Talk. It's the only way to go. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
When is it, do you regret not getting as many awards?